The recording has started, sir.
Thank you. All right. Welcome to everyone. Let me quickly go over who's on the call. Glenn's on, Olga's on, Ken's on, and Ken Bauer will be filling in for Rob. Rob might be able to make part of the meeting, but it's not, but maybe not. He has been asked to fill in for another meeting that conflicts with this. Philip's on, Wolf's on, and David Maher's on. So I'm going to go ahead and start because I know everybody's time is important. And welcome to Steve Metallic, who just joined us.
Hi, Chuck.
And we'll go ahead and get started. Any questions about the and Bertrand?
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. But
as I said, it's provisional, pending formal nomination by the GAC as liaison. But I thought it was useful to join.
Sure. You know, Glenn, can you fire off the agenda and the wiki link for Bertrand so that he has
that? I'll do that right now, Chuck.
Because I'm on Pacific Coast time, I didn't have very much time to send him material. I did send him the meeting info, but that was it. So Bertrand de la Chapelle has joined us from the GAC for the rest of the people on the call. And like he said, that's pending GAC approval. I don't think there's too much risk that the GAC wouldn't approve that, but I'll leave that to the GAC. So, Bertrand, for your benefit, since I just had gone over the people on the call, Glenn de Saint-Jury is on the call as the GNSO Secretariat. Olga Cavelli, as a NOMCOM representative on the council.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Bauer, ICANN staff. Philip Shepard from the business constituency, Wolf Knoben from the ISPs, David Maher from the registry constituency, Steve Metallic from the intellectual property constituency. So welcome to call. And the first item on the agenda really is to see if there's any suggested changes to the agenda. All right. And again, for Bertrand's benefit, we will keep this call to an hour or less. We will move through efficiently here. No changes to the agenda. All right. I have not heard back from Cheryl from the ALAC regarding the possible representative from the ALAC. I did send her a reminder, but I haven't heard anything there. Glenn, did everybody respond to that last doodle for a regular meeting that I think zeroed in? Everybody clicked yes on this day and time as a possibility, if I recall.
That's quite right, Chuck.
Okay. Is this okay? This will be a last chance. We can always change it on a case by case basis as needed, but unless people speak up differently, we will go ahead and plan this time on Mondays as a regular meeting time. Now, I'm hoping, as you probably saw from the agenda, that we will not need to have weekly meetings after the first of the year, and it may not even be possible to have a meeting next week. We'll come back to that in a moment. But our key thing is to get the three working teams going, and once we our next big task, our two big tasks are to finalize a mess invitation for work team members, and get that out. And combined with that would be the need to have the draft work team charters in good enough shape so that people at least have a good idea of what their choices are for work team. And we're going to work on both of those today. So any comments on using this day and time for our meetings? Again, anticipating that after the first of the year, we will not need weekly meetings. Okay? Good. That's great. Going then to the next item, and let's talk about next week. We may need to come back to that at the end of the meeting to see how much progress we make. So let me suggest that we do that just because it will know better at that time where we're at and whether we even need a meeting next week. So, all right.
It's a good idea, Chuck, to come back to it. Just as an incentive, one way or the other, I won't be able to make a meeting on that next week anyway. So.
And then under the same agenda, thanks, Philip. Under the same agenda item, notice we're not going to meet definitely on the 29th of December. Okay. And are there any objections to meeting on the 5th of January after the first of the year? And by the way, I'd like you to think a little bit ahead, because we'll maybe start a biweekly meeting at that point. So we could either start that on the 5th of January or the 12th of January. Are there any preferences? Does it matter to people?
This is Steve. I won't be available on the 12th of January.
So is anybody opposed to doing starting a biweekly meeting on the 5th?
Okay. Ken Stubbs.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Chuck.
Welcome. Okay, so we have right now I'll put it down as the 5th, and then we'll tentatively start having meetings biweekly. Again, we won't have a meeting every 2 weeks if we don't need one, okay? There's no need in doing that, but I suspect probably early on as we get the group up and going, we may, although we'll see. Okay, let's go on to item 6 on the agenda. This is mainly just a confirmation. On the list, we confirmed the charter. Everybody, all of the primary members approved the charter, and we sent it to the council. Philip, I used the approach, as you probably saw, that you suggested in terms of asking them, just saying, hey, if we don't hear any objections, we'll go ahead and assume to approve. Aubrey has some concerns about that, but you can read my reply on that, and we'll see where that goes. I think that it's important that we keep moving forward on that, and we'll find out in our council meeting on Thursday whether she wants to have a specific motion for that or not. She also thought that 3 days notice, that's actually a little more than 3 days notice, but to the council was insufficient. I think that the charter's brief enough that that should have been okay, but we'll deal with that. We don't need to get hung up on that, I don't think. So, any comments on the charter? Okay, then let's jump right to agenda item 7. The issues raised on the OSC mailing list regarding the draft charters of the three work teams. And again, for Bertrand's benefit, we have, as recommended by the planning team several months ago, we did agree on this group to initiate three work teams: GNSO operations, constituency and stakeholder group operations, and communications. And each of those teams would be responsible for developing implementation plans for the ICANN board recommendations for improvement related to those particular areas. Now, some of the issues regarding the specific draft charters that came up on our list since our last meeting a week ago, or 6 days ago, whatever it was, I just added to it the agenda just to make it quick to go through them. The first question I jotted down: should we recommend that the work teams that the team chairs should be OSC members? Now, Volf had suggested this quite some time ago, and Let's talk about that idea right now. I put some comments out on the list on that, and there's been a little bit of discussion, but what do people think on that?
It's Will speaking here, Chuck. Well, I explained, you know, what the reason was. The intention was only about to strengthen the link between the OSC and the working teams. And so I came up also with the idea that we could do that, not let me say to select the chair people from the OSC, rather than to establish the working teams and then let them select their chair persons, and those chair persons should be members or joint members or what else to the OSC.
Thank you, Walt. Let others chime in on the discussion on this.
Yes, Philip here. I mean, I think the objective is clear. We simply want to have a communication link between what the teams are doing and ourselves. I think the prime communication link, of course, should be ICANN staff. Because that is what they are there for and what a normal secretariat would do. So the secondary question is, do we need an additional link besides that? And I think just in terms of making the link, the secondary suggestion, I think, of just saying that whoever ends up being the chair of each of those teams is invited to be a member of the steering committee makes eminent sense. I mean, keep it as simple as that.
Thanks. Other thoughts?
This is Steve. I agree with that point.
Thanks.
This is Chuck. Linda, I agree with Philip.
All right.
Chuck, this is Bertrand.
Go ahead, Bertrand.
I apologize for the rest of the group as I'm coming in late, and actually Chuck's invitation to join this conference call was following a quick mail that I was sending upon reviewing the material that is available online. And I was sharing a concern, and apologies for being, as usual, the late-coming troublemaker in terms of methodology. But when I looked at the whole structure of having two groups, two committees, the PPSC and the OSC, and each of the groups being subdivided into three subgroups and so on. First of all, it was incredibly difficult to get a grasp of the whole thing. And the second thing is that I'm wondering whether this too early subdivision of issues is not getting us to move away from the clear focus. And I must say that the mechanism by which the staff would be the conduit to coordinate, basically, or to facilitate circulation of information between three subgroups is going to be hard to follow. And in a nutshell, my concern regarding this process, and once again, I realize that I'm coming late, but this is a result of the fact that the invitation actually did come late after the working methods have been established. But I consider that the whole issue, both for the OSC and the PPSC, is one single thing, is how do we reform the policy development process and the corresponding elements. And I think, and I just wanted to share it with you, that putting everything on the same level and having all the subgroups starting at the same time in a separate manner is not conducive to having an appropriate focus. So I was thinking that it might be useful to maybe have, and I don't know how much discussion has been going on in that respect, but to have a clearer understanding of what is the goal, which is to basically reform Annex A of the bylaws and make the corresponding consequences. So I'm wondering if we're not starting everything at the same time, making it very hard to coordinate afterwards, and this echoes the difficulties I had with previous processes that I participated in. So apologies again for coming in late, but aren't we subdividing things a little bit too much too early?
I'll encourage others others to respond, but let me first say that because I'm on Pacific Coast time in the U.S., I just glanced at your detailed message, Bertrand, and I planned after this meeting to respond in more detail.
No, sure.
I did look at your heading. First of all, with regard to Annex A, actually, the redefining Annex A is mostly only one part of the board recommendation, and that's a task for the PPSC to revise the PDP. In addition to that, there's the task a big recommendation is to refine the working group model. Now that will be closely related to the PDP, but we thought in the planning committee months ago and did talk a lot about the very point you're making, that there's enough work on each of those, revising the PDP and refining the working group model so that it's open and effective and so forth, and incorporating a lot of the lessons we've learned over the last few years and adding new ideas as well, that each of them were big enough tasks that it would be helpful to separate them while having the PPSC, you know, serve as a coordinating body between the two as needed. With regard to the three working teams on this side, on the OSC side, we felt like they were, again, fairly significant tasks and independent enough that it would be helpful to have different people working on them, and then the OSC simply serving as a coordinator role. And please understand that the two steering committees are just that. They're steering committees. That is not where the work is going to be done. It's kind of one of the purposes is to save the council from having to stay involved in the detail work. It'll be the steering committee's responsibility to kind of oversee that. That's why we're coming up with all the details needed to get these groups formed and so forth, and ultimately any implementation plans that are developed, and that's the goal, for specific board recommendations will be forwarded up through the steering committees to the council. Now let me let others jump in to the discussion here. Anyone want to comment? Okay. Bertrand, would you like to respond?
Chuck, if I may?
Sure.
Sorry, Stefan here. Sorry I'm late, first of all. Hello, everyone. Just a quick comment on... I just heard the last part of what Bertrand was saying and your comments, Chuck. I just wanted to react to your comments. I'm not sure you've got... I don't know where you are on the agenda for the meeting today, but
item 7.
Right, okay, so you've already done quite a lot. I just wanted to comment on the recent email discussions we've had as well.
Hold off on those a second. Let's talk on Bertrand's comments right now regarding the structure that we've organized for the GNSO improvements as a whole.
Okay.
This is Steve, if I get in the queue as well.
Go ahead, Stefan, you can finish.
No, well, in that case, let me come back to that later. I was going to go on from your point about the OSC and that we're both steering committees being just that. We've had a lot of discussions about OSC members being in the work teams, but maybe that should be held off until we get there on the agenda.
Well, we're kind of there, but Bertrand raised an issue that's a little bit higher than that, so I wanted to allow the discussion on Bertrand's point first.
Okay.
So we'll be right back to you, Stefan, on that. Go ahead, Steve Metallic.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think we're pretty far down the road on this after several meetings of the steering committee, and I also think that while there may be some question of sequencing as to the work of the different steering committees, and I think we've talked a little bit about that. I think there certainly are elements of what's in the bailiwick of the work of the work teams there are elements of what's in the jurisdiction of each of the work teams that could be started on, could be worked in parallel. So I don't think that there's a, I think if the work teams look at their list and figure out which ones they're going to do first, we can probably avoid most of the coordination problems that Bertrand refers to.
And Bertrand, another point, even in this committee, for example, we felt like the one committee, the GNSO Operations Committee, was the most urgent to get going right away, mainly because the GNSO rules of procedure and so forth will have to be revised and be done before the new GNSO voting structure is put in place in June. And I think we anticipate that not all the work teams will necessarily finish at the same time, but that some may take longer. And in the case of, for example, constituency operations, we know that that's got to get going, but realize that that one's got some special issues that will have to be dealt with, and we'll need a lot of cooperation from existing constituencies.
Chuck, if I may come back in and respond to those points. First of all, you have to understand that my understanding of the whole discussion is as old as about 3 hours ago.
Yes, okay.
So fundamentally, I delved into the mass of information that was over there and tried to get a better understanding of what it is. Second, you must understand, and this is a general comment, that the situation by which GAC or AC participants, for that matter, are invited to participate in a process when the working methods of this process are already being established for about a month and a half, puts us, and me in that case, in a very unpleasant situation. Because on the one hand, if I just make no comment regarding the procedure, I will feel very ill at ease in the way it is being put in place. On the other hand, if I do what I'm doing right now, which is just coming in and saying, well, by the way, this is not the way I would have thought that this was going to be developed, then it is antagonistic to the process that you've already been through. So as this is about working methods of the GNSO and also the policy development process in general, it is important to note that whenever a working group is being established, if this working group is supposed to incorporate people from the GAC or from AC or from ALAC, it is important that they are invited as early as possible so that there is a capacity to be part of the development of the methodology of the group itself. In this case, unless I'm wrong, the invitation was sent on the 27th of November and the 3rd of December, respectively, for the PPSC and the OSC. It turned out to be right at the moment of the Hyderabad IGF meeting, and in as much as I'm very interested in this subject, I understand that work has already been going on for a while before. So it is an unpleasant situation. So that's the first point. The second point is, if I look at the work, for instance, of team number one on GNSO operations, I see something that mentions develop statement of interest and declarations of interest forms. Looking at some of the other documents, I understood that there was a very interesting comment an exchange regarding the nature of the contributions that are being made at the beginning of a process, especially by the different constituencies, to input in the preparation of an issue paper. And the comment, if I'm not wrong, was that it has both an interest in getting the information from the different constituencies, but at the same time, it brings them into a track that forces them to formalize the position and lock the position in, making it harder for people to discuss afterwards, which is different from the comments at the end of the process, whether people endorse or don't endorse the proposal. this is a typical example of something that I personally see as not being addressable at the beginning, because you cannot develop the statement of interest and declaration of interest forms through the team number one in the OSC if you are not, and if I mean the whole group, including the PPSC, is not under agreement of what kind of input is being given at the very beginning of a process. This is the kind of thing where I have a problem.
So, Bertrand, first of all, right now you're talking about an issue that hopefully we will be dealt with thoroughly by a work team, not by the OSC.
That's what I mean.
Well, if we deal with, well, okay, I'll accept that, but it's not our task as a steering committee to do the primary work in developing the recommendations with regard to statements of interest and so forth. It's just a matter of getting a work team developed that will be doing that. In particular, we're talking about the GNSO operations work team. Now, back to your comments on the invitation to the GAC. Well, as you well know, and you and I have talked about this directly, you know, the current system we have for GAC communications are just plain not working. You know, we have been assuming that there was a GAC liaison that was communicating with the GAC, and the council has been involved throughout the process of all of this, and unfortunately, you know, it was a wrong assumption on our part that the GAC liaison would be keeping the GAC informed in this, and I apologize for that. And what that ended up being then is that the GAC, you received late notice because of that. So all I can do is apologize.
It's been a miscommunication, I agree. I mean,
It's not been a miscommunication, it's been a lack of communication because the structure we have in place wasn't working. And so, all I can say now, it's going to be very important, and for two particular work teams under both steering committees, the working group model team under the PPSC and the communications team on the OSC side to really hopefully work on that and see how we can make that work, because it's not working the way we've been doing it. Those are going to be very important tasks, in my opinion, for those working teams and the steering committees to make sure that those things happen. Now, what I'd like to do is to move on to the agenda, and we'll come back. The question I had raised was that we've talked about a little bit. Stefan, you may not have heard all of the discussion, but Wolf reshared his point and his alternative idea of having the work teams elect their chair and that person be a member of the steering committee there. So and several people voiced their agreement with that. Stefan, let me now let you make your point.
Well, can I just get that clear first of all, Chuck? The plan is for the interim chair of the working groups to be an OSC member. Is that correct?
We have not decided that yet. We're at that point right now on the whole issue of what we would recommend for chairs of the work team.
And the consensus from the group is what?
We haven't reached any consensus.
You haven't reached... Okay. So I can wade in there freely. Okay. I just wanted to say that I feel it's... a little too much to ask OSC members to be on the work groups as well. I mean, if some OSC members want to be on the work groups, then obviously, good luck to them. But I think the workload would be quite intense. I also think that the actual idea of having a steering committee, and this is me coming back to what you were saying earlier on, Chuck, about explaining the role of the steering committee as just a facilitator for the work groups and an organizer for the work groups. If we're to have that role, then it would be in our interest to have other people on the work group. So I'd just like to push for that, if that's possible with the amount of volunteers that we get.
Thank you, Stefan. And by the way, I don't think the intent is that there ever would be the work teams would be made up of mostly others. I think the only idea of having a steering committee member on the work teams would be just kind of as a liaison role. Now, if we have the chair of that group on the steering committee, that may not be needed. So we can talk about that this morning.
Okay.
Thank you. Other thoughts on the role, the selection of chairs for the work team?
Well, let me just go back to where we were about 20 minutes ago, when I think I made a proposal. I mean, I agree with what Stefan's saying in terms of, you know, numbers of people available for things. And as I say, I thought the simplest approach was just to ask whoever ends up being the chair of each of those teams to be on the OSC, leave it up to constituencies in terms of who they appoint for people there. In the case of the BC, I think Karen Riding is saying that our alternate member for the OSC is also going to be one of the team people. But that's probably going to be practical because, to some extent, once the teams are up and running, there's not much for us to do on the steering committee until any of the teams start reporting on conclusions. And therefore the things move in a certain sequence.
Thank you, Philip. Anyone else? What I'm getting a sense, and let me test it, is that the idea of letting the work teams choose a chair, an alternate chair if they want, and then the chair would then be would be a member of the steering committee automatically. Is there anybody opposed to that idea? All right. Well, I think then that that part of the issue is resolved. The other question then comes up, should we try to have existing steering committee members, whether they be primaries or alternates, try to have at least one on every work team, or is that not necessary? What do people think?
Chuck?
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, it's Ken. I think it's, frankly, not a bad idea. I think if there's an issue on methodology or there appears to be deviation in direction from the original intent of this charter, I think it would be much easier for those issues to get resolved. Also, I think it enhances communications in the long run. I know, I believe it was Philip made the comment that that's one of the functions of the Secretariat, but at the same point in time, I think, you know, it just, to me, I preferred a more direct line in a case like that.
To keep that, to keep this relatively simple, are there, according to where people's heads are right now, are there any members that have thought that they'd like to be on any of the three OSC teams and plan on doing that? If so, that would make this issue really, really easy.
Chuck, this
yes.
is Olga.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be involved in the constituency stakeholder group, if possible.
Okay.
Chuck, this is Ken, and I was expressing an interest in either the stakeholder group operations or GNSO operations, yes.
Okay. All right, and you don't know which one necessarily, but you're...
Well, I mean, if Olga has a strong desire for the stakeholder group operations, then I would be willing to take active participation in the operations.
Thanks. Is is there anyone, and by the way, that this doesn't restrict any of the rest of you from being on one of those, so, but is there anybody that is kind of interested in the communications one? And that's the one that's going to be communications within the GNSO, like the website and stuff like that, and but very importantly, communications with other ICANN groups like the GAC and the ALAC and advisory committees, et cetera. Is anybody particularly interested in serving on that one? Okay, we can work that issue as we go, but it sounds like we have at least one person for two of the other groups, so we can continue to see if there's somebody interested in the communications one. If not, we've got the chair role that will become part of the steering committee group, and I think that would probably still work. So,
Chuck,
go ahead.
This is Bertrand again. Sorry to hammer the same point over and over again. The reason why there is a problem with the third group is that it is incredibly closely linked to how the PDP itself and the working group methodology will engage the other ACs. How can you discuss in a subgroup in, if I'm not mistaken, Team 3 of the OSC, mechanisms for communication with other constituencies, whereas at the very same time, the working group methodology on the other side of the PPSC is going to be discussing how these constituencies are going to be engaged in the working group processes. This is the same issue mostly.
Yeah, and
why is it separated?
And like I already said, there are reasons we decided to separate it, but at the same time, we fully realized that there needed to be coordination and cooperation between the different groups. And so your point's well taken. None of the working team's work can be done in isolation.
Chuck, can I just make a comment?
Sure.
Sorry, Stefan again. My understanding of one of the main areas of focus of the communications team, or what it should be, is to try and make the GNSO more palatable or more easy to understand to people who are outside the GNSO, because there's so much information there. And if we're looking at the website, if we're looking at the way we produce documents or the way we comment publicly, then obviously behind that we must be trying to reach out to those people who aren't familiar with our processes and who may need just, you know, easier language or less acronyms or whatever, you know, more primers for the general stuff that the GNSO does. I mean, for example, there's going to be a regional registrar's registry meeting in Rome at the beginning of next year, and I'll be there and I'll be doing a short 10-minute stint on what I do on the GNSO Council, which is the whole idea of that is just to explain to people who don't know what this whole process is all about. That was my understanding of what the communications team was going to work on, and I don't think the PPSC does that.
Thank you. Okay, now let me, there's one other question with regard to the work team charters that I wanted to raise with regard to chair. Should we have an OSC member serve as interim chair until the team actually selects their own chair? What are your thoughts on that?
This is Steve. I think that makes sense. You need someone to convene in the first meeting, but the first order of business would be to select its chair, I suppose.
Anybody opposed to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Then let me ask, Olga, would you be willing to serve that interim role for the constituency stakeholder work team?
Yes, if everyone's okay with that.
Anybody opposed to that? And it's an interim role. Now, you have to be careful. If you're not, you know, oftentimes, as happened with the OSC, somebody who's an interim chair, people will automatically gravitate to serve as the ongoing chair, and that's okay if you're willing to do that and they're supportive of that. But if you don't want to do that, make sure you make that clear right up front. So,
sounds like you're speaking from experience, Chuck.
I am. Ken, would you be willing to do that in the case of the GNSO ops team? Ken's probably on mute. Ken Stubbs, you still there? You're showing there on the meeting view, so I'm sure he'll jump in. And then we would need to find somebody for the communications team, even if you didn't want to be on that team long term. Is there anybody that might be interested in that? Okay, so that's something we need to work on there, and we'll get a response from Ken, before this meeting's over.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm here.
Okay, Ken, would you be willing to serve as interim chair on that GNSO operations team until the team elects its own chair?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, good.
Okay, now one other thing, I was on mute, I apologize. On the communications, if nobody is willing to volunteer, I would do it, but only on a stopgap basis. I don't want to overstretch myself.
And we're really not wanting people to overstretch themselves, so you would do it if we're in a bind.
Only for a short term until you can get someone to step up, you know.
Okay, so we need to work on that within the...
But I wouldn't want to get involved in chairing it. I would be more than happy to stay to be active in the committee, but not as a chair.
Okay. So we'd still need an interim chair for that from the OSC.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Got that. So, and talk to we don't have too many alternates on the call today, but I think this could be an alternate as well as a primary. So, let's work together and try and identify somebody who could be an interim chair there. So,
I can ask David Maher. I don't want to involve the registry constituency other than to offer us as, like you said, on a stopgap basis until the committee gets up and going. You know.
And also, everybody in this regard should keep in mind that it's probably going to be very unrealistic to be on more than one work team from a scheduling point of view and a workload point of view, so we have to be careful there, too.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern, and that is even on a stopgap basis, if I get conflicting calls, I'll have to take the operations first as a chair as opposed to the communication.
Yes, right.
This is David.
David.
Unfortunately, the hour that has been selected for this meeting is a partial conflict for me, so I really can't take on any further work on this.
Okay. All right. Thanks, David. Anyway, everybody be thinking about that. Let's see if we can find something there. Otherwise, we'll have to come up with an alternative for interim chair on the communications team. So, and again, think about even if it's not interim chair, if there's somebody that wants to be an ongoing liaison, on that to the steering committee, in addition to the chair being on the steering committee. So we have that. So, all right, let's move on to I had put a comment in on the charter. For the steering committees, we recommended a full consensus approach unless, that becomes untenable. Does that work for the – is that realistic for the work teams as well? What do you think? Should we just leave the language the way it is, or should we modify the language in the draft charter? I suggested maybe leaving Rob's comment that he added in there about this, or what was it, my comment? I don't know that we could just leave that in there and let the work teams come back with their recommendation in that regard?
I think that's a terrible idea. You might end up with six different work teams all having a different approach. I think we want one approach that's going to be the same for all of our teams, all the ones under the policy lot. And I thought the suggestion of you know, looking at the way that it works in working groups and just you know, retrofitting that seemed to make sense. I mean, let's work the way we worked in the past. I mean, when, as soon as you get down to substance, you may well find that there's disagreement. So you need a way of factoring that in, but you know, keep it simple, but keep it unified.
So would you leave it the way it is right now in the draft charter, Philip?
If the charter is saying leave it to the work teams, I would delete that immediately.
Okay, and so would what I'm asking is, should we leave that the work teams will work on a full consensus approach language in there?
I think we might need to explain what that is if we don't already. I can't remember if we do or not.
Okay.
I think explaining it for the system we got in the working groups and making sure that Rob takes that and communicates that to the other steering committee and make sure they're happy with the same approach, so we're all the same.
Okay. Any objection to that?
This is Steve. I would like to see what that looks like. And when you refer to Rob's comment, are you talking about what applies to a committee may not work in a work team? But I included this further
discussion.
Well,
my assumption when I made that comment, Steve, was is that the work teams are going to be larger, more people, and possibly even more diverse. I don't know if that's possible, than the steering committees themselves. So I was just raising a question so that we, in the charters, that the draft charters that we prepare for the work team, that we get the best language there. And by the way, with regard to your comments that you would like to see it, the idea after this meeting would be for Rob and Ken Bauer, to draft up, you know, to prepare any changes that we've agreed to today, including Philip's suggestions, so that we could all take a look at it in the next few days.
Okay, I mean, in general, I would support what Philip said, but you said something, you have something in the agenda about Rob's comment, and Rob's comment just is what I just read, right? What applies to a committee may not work in a work team, but I included to spur discussion.
Was that Rob's comment or mine? I'm not sure. Anyway,
I'm just looking at one of these documents, and that.
And it's Rob. Okay.
But I'm,
okay,
so I'm not
yeah,
sure what that is.
So that may not be the. I'm perfectly fine with Philip's suggestion.
Okay.
And so Ken Bauer, what we need you guys to do on the staff side is to go back to the approach with regard to reaching agreement that is in that we've been using pretty typically in the working groups that we've had recently, and incorporate that into this section. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. I got it. This is Ken.
Good. Thanks, Ken. Okay.
Excuse me, Chuck. Just one quick clarification. I've seen definitions that relate to both full consensus and rough consensus. Are we looking for both of those to be considered by the steering committees, or should we gravitate toward one?
Gravitate toward what we've been using in the working group.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't think it uses the term full consensus, but I'll let you get that out. If there's any questions, just make notations in that regard so that we can all see it in the on the list, and then in our next meeting we'll try and finalize all that.
Got it.
Okay. Let's go on to sub item 4 under 7 there. In some text that Rob had deleted, with regard to the GNSO operations work team, he deleted a reference to the fact that a restructured GNSO council should move away from being a legislative body, et cetera. You can read it there. That is a particular operational issue for the GNSO. My my thinking was is that maybe as one of the tasks from the board recommendations, that that particular one should be put in there. Thoughts on that?
I think the part of the process we're trying to develop is sort of attempting to capture some of those ideas where appropriate. So I think it's difficult to include it verbatim because it's rather producing the result before we get there. It also relates, in my mind, rather more to the policy groups than ours. So I would, if it's left out at the moment, so I think that sounds right.
Okay, other thoughts? Okay, so we won't worry about, we'll leave that out, Ken Bauer, so that we, you know, on that regard. And then the last thing, item five there under agenda item seven, I thought that we should have a section in the draft charters, I called it work team rules or something. We've included that in most work group charters, and it would be mainly a matter of cut and pasting that from those. What are your thoughts on that?
Makes sense.
Anybody opposed to that? Does that make sense, Ken Bauer?
Yes, it does. Rob and I actually spoke about this yesterday. We haven't yet located the language that's been used in the other working groups. Aubrey made it a point when we were having the PPSC meeting, and so one of the action items right after this call will be to go find those that language, and then we'll get it circulated.
Excellent. Okay, and that can just be in, folded in to the work group, the work team charters, each of them. Okay.
Correct.
So the action item then, Ken, out of this is to, based on what we've just decided, to do another iteration of each of the charters and then distribute those as soon as possible to the OSC list, and we can have some list discussion on that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Item 8, I haven't seen anything yet from Rob on, unless I missed it, on an invitation to join the work team. So I assume that's still forthcoming. Do you have any info on that, Ken?
Yes, we spoke about that also. I think Rob's point of view on the subject was that both steering committees would send one consolidated invitation to the general community. I'm not sure if you guys want to have a discussion about that or not. Nothing has been done to answer your question.
By the way, I like that idea, unless it delays timing, because at least in our case, in the GNSO operations team, we need to get that going quickly. So if it looks like the PPSC is going to be considerably behind, and even a few weeks behind us being ready, then I think maybe we should go ahead and draft a message, and in our message include a comment that hey, there are going to be a total of five initial work teams, and you need to be aware of all of them when you select which one to be involved in. So that would be my thoughts there. Anyone else have a comment?
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a question, Stephen, here.
Go ahead.
I had planned to send out an invite to the my constituency. If you're sending out a general invite, how would that be? Would that just be posted on the GNSO website, or how would that be sent out?
We'd probably send. By the way, that's perfectly fine what you're doing. I would do the same thing. I'm sure Ken Stubbs and David would as well. We will be trying to drum up volunteers within the registry constituency, but the idea would be that this kind of message needs to go not only to the council. It would go to the council, but it would go to as many other lists where there are interested stakeholders, whether they're a part of the GNSO or not, or a constituency or not. So that, because these work teams will be open, just like ultimately our work groups will be ultimately open. And you could use the message if you wanted to, although you don't have to wait for it. Okay. Does that make sense, Stephanie?
Yeah, it does. Do you know when the message will be ready?
That's one of my concerns. Ken Bauer, I would suggest that we go ahead and work on the message right away, and then we can decide whether it's going to work to do it with the PPSC as well as ours, because we need to keep moving forward, I think, especially because of the GNSO operations team.
That was the point you just made, sorry.
Does that make sense, Ken Bauer?
Yes, it does. I got it. So we'll work on the message starting right after this call. I'll get with Rob, and we'll do some coordinating with the PTSD, but we won't wait on them if they're not ready.
Okay. And then the last item we have, and our hour is pretty much up, will it work to have a meeting next Monday? I was hoping we'd be closer. I think we're going to need at least one more meeting to finalize the charter and the message. So I'd like to have one next Monday, unless there's too many people who can't make it. Now Steve Metallus already told us that he cannot, but can Lee make it in your place next week, Steve? Do you know?
Lee is not the alternate for this group.
Oh.
I'm thinking of the Who Is group.
Oh. Well, my apologies.
I don't have an alternate, unfortunately.
You don't have an alternate. Could you participate? You could participate via the list, though, in terms
of absolutely.
Where we're at.
Absolutely.
So,
no, don't hold it up on my account.
Okay, thanks. And I'm blending so many things together right now that I often come across totally confused. Does anybody object to that meeting next week on the 22nd, the same time?
Chuck, well, that was, so I'm not able to participate. I will be on vacation already, but I try, though, that Tony Holmes gets to the call.
And you're good, Wolf, of participating on the list, too. So we may actually have come to pretty good agreement. If we can come to agreement on the message and the charter on the list, I wouldn't be opposed to just canceling the meeting once we do that. So if everybody will participate actively, we can try that as well. So we'll plan on the meeting for next week, same time, same station. Okay.
Uh-huh. excuse me, Chuck. Just I have to let you know, neither I nor the BC alternate's available for next Monday either. So I mean, it may be the better default to suggest we try to do it all on the list, and you have a meeting if we fail, rather than the other way around. Huh?
I like that idea. Okay? So that's what we'll do. The meeting will happen. Put it on your calendar just in case for those that are going to be around. And Glenn, if you can send out a message in that regard, that it will have it if we're unable to come to agreement on the list.
I'll do that, Chuck.
Thanks, Glenn. And thanks, everybody, for the cooperation. Have a really good day and a good week.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Bertrand, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Can you make next week, Bertrand, if possible?
I will try to make it. I'm not absolutely sure I will be able to because I'm on holiday, actually, but I'll try to join.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.